You ever notice all those like vacant lots, just sitting there gathering dust and weeds? It seems like every city has them. Well, today, we're going to deep dive into this plan, this proposal that wants to transform one of these forgotten corners in North St. Louis. It's called the Penrose Gardens Open Air Market and Community Gathering Space.
Interesting.
Yeah, and honestly, when I first saw this, I was like, really? A lot of projects promise revitalization, but this one, I don't know, it just kind of like sparked my interest.
Well, I think what's really intriguing here is how it tackles a problem that we see in so many cities. Not just the vacant land, but sort of the ripple effect. When you have a vacant lot, you have lack of economic opportunity. You might have limited access to fresh food. And there's often a sense of disconnect where you have these kinds of spaces just sitting there. So this project is trying to be a solution.
Okay, so let's actually set the scene here. We're talking about a strip of land in North St. Louis, and it's spanning about 3.5 acres. The proposal gets really specific. It even names the streets: Natural Bridge, Shreve, Euclid, and an alleyway. So it's not a huge area, but it's right in the heart of a neighborhood that could really use a boost.
Yeah, it seems like they really thought about location when they were putting this together.
Yeah, they did.
And, the fact that it's currently vacant, that's actually a key factor here. The proposal mentions that most of this land belongs to a couple of groups. One is called LRA, and then there's GWG Legacy LLC, and then you have a few parcels that are owned by private owners. What's really interesting is there don't seem to be any existing plans for this area.
So this is like a blank canvas.
Exactly. So this project could really come in and reshape things.
I like it. Okay, so what are they picturing for this space?
The heart of this proposal is the open air market.
Okay.
But it's not just a typical farmer's market, though. This is designed for like food and merchandise
Oh,
vendors.
so it's kind of a mix of everything.
Yeah, it's a mix of everything.
Interesting.
And this is where they get into the nitty-gritty of how it would help those local entrepreneurs. It's not just about like providing the stalls, it's about really building a system of support. Like they have this mentorship program. So new vendors would be paired with like these experienced local businesses, and they'd be getting guidance on everything from permits to marketing.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's something that a lot of markets lack, that support system.
It's like a business incubator, not just a place to sell. But it doesn't stop there. This proposal includes a garden space. And they're talking about growing like fresh produce, herbs,
The
fruits.
whole nine yards. Well, that's really important when you think about the context of the neighborhood. We know that a lot of urban areas really struggle with food deserts, places where it's difficult to access fresh, healthy food. So this garden could be a direct response to that. And not just in a here's some vegetables kind of way. They're proposing educational workshops too, teaching residents how to grow their own food, and even partnering with existing community gardens in the city.
So it's really about like empowering people, not just giving handouts. I love that. But wait, there's more. They're calling this the Penrose Gardens Open Air Market and Community Gathering Space. That last part seems really key here.
Because it's not just about the commerce side of it, it's also about fostering that sense of connection that we talked about earlier. So they're proposing a space that is designed for social interaction events, recreation. Everything from just a casual hangout spot to a full-blown festival.
I love it. And this is where they start to list some really cool amenities.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, so they're planning this grand entrance. It'll be at the corner of Natural Bridge and Shreve, and it'll be all this like beautiful wrought iron and brick, very classic. Then a landscaped path leads to like a sitting area with a water fountain.
Sounds very tranquil already.
And tucked away in the southeast corner, they've included plans for a rain garden. Now, this might not sound very glamorous, but it's actually a really smart move. It'll help manage all the stormwater runoff and just make the project more sustainable. Plus, they're picturing it as like this mini oasis, all native plants attracting butterflies, functional A&D, beautiful.
I love that.
So we've got the peaceful vibe going. What about something for like the younger crowd?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, they've got plans for a playground with a splash pad.
Nice.
Which, I'll admit, I was a little like, water usage.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're approaching this whole project with a really strong eye towards sustainability.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so they've also included a walking track that like circles the playground.
Oh, that's nice.
And it has shaded seating so parents can chill out while the kids are like burning off energy. And if you need like a break from all the activity, there's also going to be a quieter area. It's going to be designed with these like stones, and it'll be ideal for, you know, if you're on your laptop or studying or just like want to hang out in a more chill environment.
Oh, I like that. They've really thought of everything.
Yeah. But here's what I think is really innovative. They're incorporating what they call a nature playscape.
A nature playscape? What is that?
So you know how most playgrounds are all plastic and metal?
Yeah.
This is different. They're talking about using all natural materials.
Huh.
So like logs, branches, boulders. It's almost like a wilderness playground built right into the space.
That's such a cool idea.
Right. It ties right back into their goal of connecting people with nature. So we've got peaceful spaces, active spaces. What else?
Let's see. What else is there?
For like those larger gatherings, they've got a picnic area planned on like the west end.
Okay.
And it'll be perfect for like barbecues or just hanging out. And for a little bit of local flavor, they're even proposing an outdoor amphitheater.
Oh.
So you can imagine catching a concert or like a play right there in the neighborhood.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So this is sounding less like a vacant lot and more like a full-blown community center.
I know. And to make sure it all stays in good shape, they've even planned for a maintenance building to store tools and equipment. So they're thinking long term.
That's good. It shows they're really committed.
All right. So far, we've covered a lot. We've got the open air market with its focus on supporting entrepreneurs, the garden that's designed to like tackle food insecurity and teach sustainable practices, and this awesome community gathering space with all these amenities.
Right. And it seems like what ties it all together is this underlying goal of addressing the needs and aspirations of the community. This isn't just about filling a space. It's about creating a place where people can thrive.
I'm starting to see why this project caught your eye. It's ambitious. So in the next segment, let's dig a bit deeper into the market and the garden. We'll unpack how they plan to make those spaces truly unique and impactful. But before we do, what stands out to you so far?
Well, welcome back.
All right, so we've laid out this big picture, right? Revitalizing a vacant lot with a market, garden, and this community gathering space.
Yeah.
But I'm curious how they plan to make those spaces like really unique. Let's start with the market. What sets it apart from just, you know, your typical farmer's market?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It's really about more than just setting up stalls and kind of hoping for the best.
Right.
The proposal goes deep on their vision for supporting these local entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually addresses a lot of shortcomings I've seen in other markets.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, think about it. A lot of times these vendors are kind of left to fend for themselves.
Yeah.
They get a space, maybe some basic guidelines, and that's it. But what about things like marketing? Pricing, getting the right permits.
Right.
This proposal addresses those hurdles head on.
Okay, so how?
They're proposing like a multi-tiered support system.
Mm.
So it starts with that mentorship program we talked about, where new vendors would be paired up with these seasoned local business owners. And, you know, these people have been there, done that. They can guide them through all the ins and outs of running a successful business.
I love that. Like, just imagine all the knowledge those mentors could share.
Exactly. It's about fostering this sense of community among the vendors.
Yeah.
You know, creating this network of support rather than this cutthroat competitive environment.
Right.
And it goes beyond that one-on-one mentorship, too. They're also talking about, like, workshops and classes on topics like financial management, marketing strategies, even, you know, social media for businesses.
It's like a built-in business school for market vendors.
Exactly. And that focus on education, that's a key theme throughout this whole proposal. It's not just about, you know, transactions. It's about empowerment. And that brings us to the garden space.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I love the idea of creating this space for fresh produce in the heart of the neighborhood, but I'm curious about the specifics. Like what kind of crops are they planning to grow?
Well, they're being very strategic here. They've done their research. They're prioritizing crops that are both popular and nutritious. Think like your staples.
Mm.
Tomatoes, peppers, lettuce.
Okay.
But they also want to include like culturally relevant varieties that reflect the diversity of the neighborhood.
That's smart. You don't want to just grow things people won't eat.
Exactly. And they're planning to incorporate herbs and medicinal plants.
Oh, cool.
Connecting back to that theme of community wellness.
Mm.
And they're even exploring fruit trees.
Mm.
You know, they're envisioning like a mini orchard within the space.
Okay. I'm picturing this lush, vibrant garden. But what about the practical aspects? Growing food in the city can be challenging.
Right. You've got to consider things like soil quality and space constraints.
Yeah.
But the proposal addresses those challenges. They're planning to use raised beds to maximize space and improve soil quality. And they're committed to sustainable practices like composting and water conservation.
So it's not just about what they grow, but how they grow it?
Absolutely. And this is where that educational component comes in again. They're not just growing food for the community, they're planning to grow food with the community.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they're proposing hands-on workshops and classes, open to residents of all ages, so you could learn how to compost, build a raised bed, prune fruit trees, all right there in the garden.
It's like a living, breathing classroom for sustainable urban agriculture.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're not planning to go it alone. They've outlined potential partnerships with local organizations like the Missouri Botanical Garden and existing community gardens. So they're tapping in to this network of expertise that's already present in the city.
It's really cool to see how the market and the garden work together.
Yeah.
It's not just about, you know, providing goods or produce. It's about creating this hub for learning, sharing, and connecting.
Right. It's a much more holistic approach. It's about building capacity, empowering residents, and fostering that sense of ownership over the project.
That's really inspiring. It's easy to get cynical about urban revitalization projects, but this one, it just feels different.
I agree. There's a level of thoughtfulness here that's refreshing. They're not just throwing a market and garden into a vacant lot. They're carefully weaving it into the fabric of the community.
Okay, so we've explored the market and the garden. Mm-hmm. Now I'm really curious to hear about that community gathering space and all those awesome amenities we touched on earlier.
That's where we're headed next.
Mm.
We'll dive into those details and see how they all come together to create this vibrant hub for connection and activity.
Mm. Okay, so we talked about the market with its focus on entrepreneurs, the garden as a space for fresh food and education.
Right.
Now let's get to the heart of this whole thing, that community gathering space.
Yeah.
I'm picturing a place where people can just come together, hang out, maybe catch some live music.
Yeah, you're getting it. This project isn't just about filling a vacant lot. It's about filling a void.
Mm.
They're trying to create a space that really fosters those casual interactions, those chance encounters that build a sense of belonging.
And they have some pretty cool ideas about how to make that happen.
Yeah.
We touched on those amenities earlier, but let's really like unpack those. The grand entrance, the landscaped paths, the water fountain, they all kind of contribute to that overall atmosphere, right?
Absolutely. Imagine walking through that grand entrance. It's like stepping into a different world.
Yeah.
The stress of the city just fades away. You hear the water trickling in the fountain.
Uh-huh.
It's all very intentional.
Mm.
They're creating a sense of calm. A place where people can relax and connect.
And then there's that rain garden. It's not just functional, but they're actually making it like a beautiful part of the landscape.
Yeah.
It's a nice reminder that sustainability can be like woven into every aspect of this.
And it serves a dual purpose. Not only does it manage the stormwater runoff, but it also creates a habitat for local wildlife.
Mm.
You know, it adds to the biodiversity of the space. Mm. It's a small detail, but it really speaks volumes about their commitment to creating a space that's in harmony with nature.
I love it. Okay, I'm sold on the tranquil vibes.
Okay.
But what about something for the folks who want to be a little more active?
Well, remember that playground with the splash pad?
Yeah.
It's a key element. They're really envisioning a space where kids can run around, cool off on a hot day, just be kids.
Yeah.
And while the little ones are busy, parents can take a stroll on the walking track that goes around the playground or just relax on those shaded benches nearby.
So speaking of parents, I have to admit, when I first heard Splash Pad, I was like, oh no, not another like water wasting feature.
Yeah.
But then I remembered how thoughtfully they're approaching that whole sustainability aspect.
Exactly. And they're not just thinking about water conservation. They're thinking about energy efficiency in the buildings using recycled materials in the construction.
Yeah.
It's really comprehensive.
Okay, good. Now this is the part I'm most excited about. The nature playscape.
Yeah.
It's such a cool concept. Instead of your typical plastic playground, it's all natural materials.
Really?
Yeah. So logs, branches, boulders.
Right.
It sounds like something straight out of a fairy tale.
That's amazing. What a great way to encourage kids to connect with nature.
It's designed to tap into that innate sense of wonder that kids have.
Yeah.
Imagine climbing on a fallen log, building a fort out of branches, digging in the dirt.
Mm.
It's all about exploration and creativity and that connection with nature.
I bet the kids will love it. And, you know, it's not just for kids.
Right.
I can see adults getting into it, too, building those forts with their kids.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, rediscovering that sense of playfulness.
Exactly. It's about creating a space where generations can connect, where adults can let loose and kids can run free.
I love that.
Okay, so we've got active spaces, peaceful spaces.
Mm-hmm.
What about spaces for like those larger gatherings? Didn't they mention a picnic area and an amphitheater?
They did. The picnic area is going to be this flexible space, perfect for everything from family barbecues to community potlucks. They're talking about long tables, grills, maybe even a fire pit for those cooler evenings.
I love a good fire pit. And what about the amphitheater? What kind of events are they picturing for that?
Anything and everything.
Yeah.
Local bands, theater productions, maybe even movie nights under the stars.
Wow.
It's about showcasing local talent, creating a stage for the community.
I love it. This whole project sounds magical.
It is.
It's not just about revitalizing a vacant lot. It's about revitalizing a community.
And what's so remarkable is that it all started with a simple question. What if? What if we could transform this forgotten space into something extraordinary?
Yeah.
What if we could create a place that nourishes not just bodies, but minds and spirits?
This deep dive has given me a whole new perspective on what's possible. It's easy to get overwhelmed by the challenges facing our cities, but this project reminds us that solutions exist.
Yeah.
It's about having a vision, thinking creatively, and most importantly, working together.
That's the key takeaway here. The Penrose Gardens project is a powerful example of what can happen when a community comes together with a shared purpose.
Absolutely.
It's a testament to the transformative power of collaboration, innovation, and just a belief in the possibility of something better.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we leave you with a question. What possibilities exist in your own neighborhood?
Yeah.
What forgotten spaces are waiting to be reimagined? What dreams are waiting to be brought to life?
The answers are within your community. Go out there, explore, connect, and discover the potential that's waiting to be unleashed.
That's it for our exploration of the Penrose Gardens proposal.
Yeah.
I hope this deep dive has sparked your imagination and inspired you to think differently about the spaces we inhabit.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.